With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. Hi. I'm Colleen Ballinger with my husband,
Eric.
And hero, Eric Stocklin.
Hero?
Yeah, of course.
Like the sandwich?
No, my hero. Like,
what would you call a long sandwich when you were a kid?
A sandwich? A sub sandwich. I called it a Subway sandwich, actually, because I didn't live on the East Coast where we had good sub sandwiches. So the only place that you could get sub sandwiches that I knew of that we could afford was Subway. So I thought the only place that made sub sandwiches was Subway. And I did not know that Subway was fast food until I was well into my 20s. I thought it was like a nice, fancy,
like a restaurant.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it isn't. Their headquarters is in Connecticut, actually.
I've heard there's more Subways in the world than there are McDonald's.
There are, apparently. That's a true fact. East Coast, we called them heroes or grinders. Grinda.
I never heard that.
Yeah,
but we don't have
grinda
good sub sandwiches here.
Beach.
That's one thing. Okay, so California, I think, is like the best place to live for me personally. But one thing that sucks about living here is we don't have good pizza and we don't have good, like, classic deli sandwiches. Like, you cannot get a good deli sandwich here.
What is Jersey Mike's? As someone who was born in New Jersey, lived there till I was in third grade.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're making sandwiches. They're delicious.
I know. But are they encouraging? Is that better than Subway, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like Subway's breads are always like stale.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jersey Mike's is always like pretty good. And they've got like they put the oil and the vinegar on it, you know?
I like that. Mike's Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not Mike's Way. Mike's Way, they put a bunch of raw onions on, and you know how I feel about
Mike's
raw
Way
onions.
No, Mike's Way isn't about that. Mike's Way is about like salt, pepper, oil, vinegar, and oregano. It's not about onions.
I don't know, maybe.
That's a whole separate thing. But I think I'm a loyal person at heart, and I feel like I grew up with Subway. Jersey Mike's is new. I feel like that's a newer franchise.
I don't know. I've never had Jersey Mike's till college or after, maybe.
Right. It always makes me feel a little bit unwell.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I craved it a lot in my pregnancy with Flynn. I wanted Jersey Mike's a lot, but I wasn't allowed to have deli meat.
What is your Jersey Mike's order?
Oh, my order's so boring. It's embarrassing.
Go for it.
I just get like a plain like turkey.
Number 7. Yeah, I know.
No, no, no.
I know its number.
Okay. Well, it's just turkey, no cheese. Just turkey, bread, pickles, mayo, mustard, lettuce.
They're offering Prove and you're not going to do Prove?
I don't get any cheese on my. I don't like cold cheese on sandwiches. I think it's weird. I like, if it's like toasted on, then I'm like totally down for cheese on a sandwich. But
you
if it's just on there cold, I don't like cheese on a sandwich.
Okay. What's your Subway order?
I haven't been to Subway in a very long time, but they do make pizzas at Subway. And I remember getting those a lot when I was like 21.
Like
little individual pizzas.
This podcast is canceled. Subway makes pizzas?
I don't know what they do
I think you've lost your mind.
Well, okay. Anyway, I just want to.
Subway doesn't make pizza.
I'm confident they do because I've had them. I don't know if they do now, but I know they used to make individual size pizzas.
No, they don't. They never did.
They definitely
did. They're Subway.
I'm going to look it up right now because
Pizza Way.
I ate the sandwiches. Maybe, I ate them. I mean the pizzas.
Maybe they tried it out for like
Subway.
A summer?
Pizza. I know because I would get it with olives on it. I remember. Yeah. Personal pizza. Subway.com. Hello.
Let me see this.
Does Subway make pizza anymore? So does Subway still have pizza? Yes, but not at all locations. As a matter of fact, you'll be hard up these days to find a Subway location that still sells pizza. But they did. It's just not as common, I guess, anymore. Anyway, if you are watching the episode this week,
we should talk about our setup.
And even if you're listening, honestly, because who knows how this sounds, we're on tiny little microphones in our little podcasting room area, sitting on the couch, which I like because I get to be closer to you.
Yeah.
So I get to kind of be cuddling on you. But The reason is because last week, if you listen to the episode, there's a lot of popping noises, robot farts, like weird technical sounds that were not supposed to be there that were very obnoxious. I'm so sorry about that.
It wasn't like your fault alone.
But it was like, we were talking so much about my coughing too. So I feel like they're like, is she coughing? Are these noises to cover up the cough? Is the cough making this happen? Did she get the virus from her microphone? Like, where is the virus? Like, it was just a lot of noises between my coughing, my sniffling, and all the different weird
sounds. And then after that,
sounds.
You ended up canceling a show.
Oh my gosh, such a mess.
So I feel like, yeah, what a mess.
What a mess. But it didn't go well, the technical side of things last week. So we're very sorry. But I tried to fix it. I am not smart when it comes to audio engineering, audio things. I tried to fix it and I couldn't. And so we are on our tiny little microphones that I travel with if I ever have to podcast while I'm traveling. And that's what we're using today until we can fix our nice, pretty microphones. I apologize.
So we're at home, mm-hmm. but with this setup.
That is true. So, Lovey, who needs to relax for you today?
I have this crazy problem.
Okay.
So I think it's me, but something that I do psychologically that I can't get a grip on.
Hmm.
When I get into a car, usually with one of our children,
mm-hmm.
I have things, and some of those things I'll place on the roof of the car.
Oh, you do this a lot.
To then put a child in the car or something, and then I'll get in the car and start to drive, and I'll hear a sound. And you've been there for this.
Yeah.
You've been there for this. How many times do you think?
Many a time.
Many, like countless times. It hasn't happened once. I leave things habitually on the roof of a car and drive away.
Yeah.
It happens constantly.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. I don't think that ever happens to me. I don't think I've ever done that.
And I don't know how to fix it.
Don't put things on the top of the car.
But where else are you going to put them? On the ground?
No. Okay. No, in the car. What are you talking about? You're about to put them in the car.
I know, but there's a lot going on in that process, and it just seems like the easiest place to put the thing.
They just put it in the car.
There was a Paw Patrol, like, cup, like solo cup, but it was like had Paw Patrol figures on the round of it.
Yes, I know
the exact
cup. When you're talking
you
about.
You know. And I had put it on the roof of the car. And
did
I
have anything in it?
And I had to drive back to Los Angeles.
Did it have anything in it?
Yeah, a beverage, liquid, coffee, I think, like a nice mm-hmm. coffee that I had made at home. And it had rolled down the windshield and hood of the car as I backed out of the driveway and gone. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I did that again. Like, it seems like it happens every day. And I drove all the way to Los Angeles when I had to go there for that thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I drove all the way back to where we live. And then I got out of the car and it was like tucked in like the bumper. Like it was still.
You're still attached to the car?
It was still on the car.
Well, that's good. At least you didn't litter.
Yeah, I didn't litter and I didn't lose the Paw Patrol cup. But this happens so often.
It's like, usually a LaCroix.
LaCroix, it happens a lot, yeah.
And coffees.
Water bottles.
It's always usually a cups. Beverage. Yeah, just put it in the cup holder, love.
So when you were on tour, I went to Target with Flynn. We were doing this thing where we were trying to make like the bathroom nice. Mm-hmm. I got you a diffuser, like an oil, natural oil diffuser. Sorry, I don't know how to point this tiny little microphone.
I know. You're holding it like up to the sky.
No, I kind of want to like take a bite.
You want to take a bite? You can.
And I bought this like natural oil diffuser from Target, like this box, and putting him in the car, I put it on the roof.
I was going to say, I don't remember seeing that.
Because it's not here. It's not in our home because it's somewhere.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You didn't go back and get it?
Where?
You didn't hear it
fall off the car? It wasn't tucked into my bumper somewhere.
That sounds like, seems like something that you would hear fall off the car.
I know.
You didn't?
No. It was raining.
Oh, no. You put something on top of the car when it was raining? You didn't think to put it in the car? This doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's... Why don't I just put these things in the car? Yeah.
Like, there's a door open and a huge open space you can put things in, but you put it on top. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, this relax isn't for anyone but me. It's me telling me, stop, don't put things on the roof of the car.
Stop, don't, no, oh, please, stop, don't. No, please. What's that from? Stop. Don't. No.
I don't.
Please. Mama, I'm a big girl now. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. What is that?
Is it from the musical Hey, Mama?
No. Is Mama there a musical Mia? Hey, Mama?
Mama Mia? I don't know any other Mama musicals.
Is there a musical named Hey, Mama?
No.
Oh, you just, you're like, is that from the musical Hey Mama, the Tony Award winning?
Yeah.
No, it's from Hairspray.
Okay.
Anyway, continue.
So it was from a musical.
Yes, of
That's
course.
That's great. This is just me telling myself, Eric, if you're listening to this, which I know you will tomorrow, don't put things on the roof of your car. Because you're not going to get them back.
Mm-mm.
And they're going to be lost. And I wonder if
just put it in the car.
I think sometimes my relax is like, is anybody else having this problem? Is anybody else experiencing this, doing this? You know, because I like a sense of community.
I've done it every once in a while, but like.
I don't like to feel alone in my idiosyncrasies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I think other people have done this. I just don't think other people do it every time they get in the car.
It happens a lot
to
me.
Very often.
Have you ever done this?
No.
You've never left a beverage on top of the car?
I'm pretty confident I've never put anything on the top of the car.
I think people think I'm exaggerating, but almost every time that we leave the driveway as a family, there is a boop, and I start to back up, and then something rolls down the windshield, and it's
usually a water bottle or a LaCroix or a coffee or a cup of water for Flynn.
Like, I'm not exaggerating. This has happened 100 times.
Oh, more than that. It's very often this happens.
Like, why does it happen so much?
Because you keep putting things on the top of the car.
What's wrong? Something's wrong with me.
You just put it in the car. Like, it doesn't make, because like you open the door. Like, when I have a beverage, I open the car door and I put it in the cup holder. And then it's there. I don't think like, oh, I should put it on the top of the car. Like, I put it where it goes.
Like, something's wrong with me. Like, I feel like when we got life insurance, they should have been like, wait, does he leave a bunch of stuff on the roof of the car all the time? We're not going to cover him.
Yeah. That's not a question they ask, though.
I know, but they should, because
something's
wrong.
Oh, man. Let's say thanks to our first sponsor before we get into the nitty-gritty of this episode. There's a lot of fun things we have to talk about.
I have more.
About.
I have a game. I want to do another movie game with you.
I have a relax.
Tonight?
Oh, no. A movie game?
Yeah.
I'm scared of that, because I know that the Oscars or something.
They were last, when we were recording this, they were last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, our first sponsor, Lovey, is Stamps.com. So let's say thanks
goodness
to them before we talk about award shows and famous people that I don't know the names of.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Holy smokes, guys. I feel like this year is going by so fast. I can't believe it's like already the middle of March. I feel like this year just freaking started and we're already into March. It is terrifying how fast things go. But, you know, when you're a business owner, I feel like that happens even faster. I feel like it doesn't seem like it's going fast until I think about my work. And then I'm like, oh, my God, where's the time gone? What have I done this year? Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
That's you every day. What have I done this day?
I know. So that's why it's important, Lovey,
to
plan early to make the most of your time in life. That's something I'm not good at. But Stamps.com helps me.
It's something you want to be good at, though.
Of course.
You're good at planning sometimes.
Sometimes. When it comes to Stamps.com.
Yes.
So 2023 is already well underway. Don't wait any longer to level up your small business and set your year up for success. Get ahead of the competition by using Stamps.com to mail and ship.
I like the way you say success.
Success. Stamps.com lets you print your own postage and shipping labels right from your home or office. It's ready to go in minutes so you can get back to running your business sooner. It's like the post office, but it's elevated. Postage rates just increased again, if you can believe it.
Postage rates.
But luckily, Stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry with rates you literally can't find anywhere else, like up to 84% off USPS and UPS. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options. It's a stress-free solution for every small business. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need, even like a southern place. Like,
a southern accent all of a sudden?
I was just on tour in the south, so I think it just came out. Anyway, all you need is a computer and a printer.
Do they actually talk like that?
Of course. They talk like this. Some people do. Some people don't.
Which was it harder, North Carolina or South Carolina?
What do you mean harder?
Like, the accent was harder.
I feel like it's pretty similar between the two.
That's pretty good.
Anyway. All you need is a computer and a printer, guys. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. So set your business up for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code RELAX for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code RELAX. Like I said, Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code
RELAX.
Okay, guys. Listen, I need to say my relax. I have one this week.
Yay.
Yay is right.
What is it?
Well, let me tell you. I wrote it down. I actually don't remember what it was. Oh, I know what it is. And I don't know.
I like how prepared you are.
Well, I don't know if this is something we've talked about. I'm sure it is. But, okay. So I went to the bathroom in an airport.
Oh, here we
go. While I was just touring, because I was just on tour. And I went to the bathroom, so then I went to wash my hands.
Wait, what did you do?
I peed.
Okay.
And then I went to wash my hands, and then I went to get a towel. Okay, so I think we've talked about automatic, like, sinks and toilet and paper dispensers and whatever in the past. Yeah. But I don't think we talked about this. This grinds my tiny little gears. The amount of paper that they give you to dry your hands with makes me very upset. And I know they're trying to be frugal. And I know they're trying to save the earth, not waste paper. Uh-huh. But it is absurd. No one can dry their hands with the amount of paper that is dispensed in an automatic paper, toilet paper, or what do you call it? Paper towel dispenser in a bathroom, in a public bathroom. It dispenses like such a small amount, and it is immediately soaked up by one droplet of water. And then just like spreads the water around your hands. Like it doesn't dry. Okay. So you have to wait for a second one, but you have to stand there for a while waiting with like a soggy towel in your hand, but your hands are still half wet. It drives me really crazy.
Can I double down?
Of course you can.
I'm going to say that they give you a sheet of not paper, of not it's like tissue not paper. Any kind of drying hand material, the least absorbent material on the face of the planet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it absorbs nothing.
It absorbs nothing.
Like it's just for show.
And you know what?
And it's like a brown, and it's like has little like raised beige, dots. Yeah, like, beige brown dots, and it does absolutely nothing for drying.
You know what I'm realizing? Taco Bell, they have their napkins. They must be in cahoots with the people.
Is it the same material?
It's the same thing. It's like so. Like if you want to wipe your mouth with a Taco Bell napkin, it's like sandpaper.
Yeah.
And I think it might be this, and it doesn't absorb anything. It just moves things around. So I feel like it could be the same.
Do you wipe your mouth with napkins?
No, it's like if you like get stuff on your mouth and you're like, I got to wipe that off. You know, like
with a napkin, you're wiping your mouth?
What else would you wipe your mouth with? What are you talking about?
Are people wiping their mouths?
Yeah, like you eat food and it's on the corner of your mouth. Like if you ever, has that never happened to you in your life?
There, gone. Just did it.
I know, but I'm serious.
You need
never
a napkin?
I'm
not a toddler. I'm not like, no, I'm not wiping my mouth with napkins.
You need to stop. Because I don't think I've ever like done this since I've known you. I don't think I've ever taken a napkin and like dabbed the corners of my mouth.
No, I know you haven't. I'm poking holes in your story.
However.
What?
You cannot sit here and act like no one does this. I feel like everyone over the age of 45 has a napkin that they use the whole time. Like they're dabbing their mouth and wiping their mouth as they eat. I feel like
for
this
your
is
hands.
Very common. What?
Why are you
saying?
Getting food all over your face?
For your hands?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I've seen so many people do this. They use a napkin like they kind of
for
like,
their mouth
in case they get like food on their mouth. Why is this crazy?
No, it's for you if you get food on your hands.
Well, that too. Your napkins have many uses.
I think people in like movies that I've seen have like dab their mouth with a napkin, but I'm like, why are they doing that? Are their lips
wet?
People
do that. Yeah, like people do this. People do this.
They don't.
I feel like it must be for like people with like beards. You know what I mean? Because it's like it gets stuck in the hair.
Maybe that.
I feel like
what's
that.
What's a napkin gonna do then?
Smush it in more.
Yeah.
Depends on where you get the napkin. If it's Taco Bell, it's not gonna do nothing.
If you're in a fancy restaurant with a cloth napkin.
Uh huh. Oh, I hear a baby waking up. That's a Wesley cry. He sounds. I wonder if he'll fall back asleep. I think he went back to sleep, guys. All right, crisis averted. He just made a little moany sound in his sleep. I think he's okay. Okay, sorry. If you're at a fancy restaurant, you asked.
What other podcast can you listen to where it's not people that have prepared and gone into a studio and are recording it?
Mm-hmm.
To whereas like we are two people desperately trying to get three children to sleep,
mm-hmm.
sneak downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and are recording it on tiny microphones.
Mm-hmm. So when we go into a fancy restaurant.
That's why we're great.
Or why we're not great. I don't know. I like it. But what were you going to say? You were going to say when you go to a fancy restaurant.
And you get a cloth napkin.
Okay.
Are you dabbing the corners of your mouth?
Maybe if I want to feel fancy. Okay, first of all, know your musicals because Eliza Doolittle was like known for not being fancy.
Oh, I was trying. Like, she was literally trying, like,
the whole musical is about trying to make her be prim and proper.
Is this one of those stay in your lane kind of things?
No, I'm just saying, like, you can't use that as an example when she's literally a hot mess.
But then she become, did they change her name when she became fancy?
No, she does become fancy. And it's actually pretty great. She, like, totally puts him in his place. And, like, you're a piece of poo, you butthole. He's, like, totally a
I'm not talking about, like,
misogynistic
jerk. I'm not talking about the themes of the musical. I'm just, doesn't she become fancy?
She does.
Yeah, so there. So I think it worked.
Well, okay, fine.
Metaphorically.
No, I don't doubt it, but they put it on your lap. And people, you are lying. Are you serious? That is where the napkin goes at a fancy restaurant. Have you?
Oh, no, I know it goes in your lap.
Okay, because you just act like I was crazy for saying
that.
Can
I tell you what I do?
What? You wipe your hands with it.
No, I tie it around my knee.
You're making fun of people for wiping their face with napkins when you tie a napkin around
when I go to a fancy restaurant with a cloth napkin, I tie it around, like, the, not my knee, but like above my
your
knee.
Your thigh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because then, I don't know. I think it's like a nervous thing. Or I don't know. Because it's going to fall off. But like I tie it around
like
my knee.
Like a garter?
Knee. Like a, exactly like a garter. I really do.
You just want a garter.
Because then I know it's there. And it does. Because you know how they always like fall off if they're in your lap? Like, and then, oh, sorry. They're like picking up your napkin off the ground or whatever.
Hmm. Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, why is it
and it gives
off
me
your
something
lap?
To do. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that it gives you something to do. That's cute.
Yeah, it's like shifty. I'm like a shifty person.
You can't tell me, though, that you've never been to a restaurant and you haven't seen someone wipe their face with a napkin. Not like their whole face. They're not like doing a face cleansing routine. Just like dabbing their mouth or like wiping off their mouth. You eat something greasy.
What are you wiping off? What? It's like all over your mouth. How are you eating the food?
Barbecue.
You take a fork, put it in your mouth. Take a spoon.
No, like what if you're eating ribs?
Something really, like, yeah, okay, ribs,
like
fine.
Crab. You're eating crab legs. Corn on the cob. Things that like, it's
corn on the cob?
Have you never heard of this?
Who's eating corn off the cob these days?
I literally eat corn on the cob. We have it like once a week.
I know,
at our
but
house,
functionally, you
about.
Understand to put a fork in it and then with a knife cut the.
Most people don't do that. When your parents were here,
corn's
you didn't
off
do
the
that.
Cob. I know, but like, who's. Nobody's eating corn off the cob.
You mean on the cob?
Yes.
Do you call it corn off the cob? There's a lot to unpack here. Do you call corn on the cob corn off the cob?
I don't think so.
Because you've done it
but
twice.
But you're making me question. I said it twice?
You've done it twice, and I let it go the first time. Because I was like, because we're talking about cutting it off. So maybe he means that.
I will.
But now you just keep saying, who eats corn off the cob? And the answer is us. We literally cut it off the cob. But we're not talking
there,
about,
yeah, that's why I
said
talking
about corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. Do you know what you say? Do you say corn on the cob or corn off the cob?
I don't know what I say ever. Corn off the cob, yeah.
You say corn off the cob?
Yeah. That's a t-shirt.
Corn off the cob?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I like that. So when people eat ribs, corn on the cob, anything that's like messy, fried chicken, something you have to like, you know, you really dig into it. There, you can get stuff on your mouth, grease on your mouth, food on your mouth, you know. You ever eat a salad, you get a big old hunk of lettuce, and it like kind of gets up the corners, you know?
Yes.
People use napkins to wipe these things off.
Yeah, but what we're using this day and age is not napkins. Because where we started talking about this was the airport paper towel dispenser is...
Well, paper towel is different than a napkin.
It's not an absorbent substance, and it doesn't wipe anything. In fact, it does the opposite. It just causes pain.
Speaking of absorbency...
We're
what you know it's crazy
your relax has gone off
well
rails.
You know what's gonna happen is never mind I'll get back to that okay
corn off the cob,
corn off the cob. Speaking of absorbency like an hour before we started recording
I thought you were gonna start doing an ad
I could maybe but not paid I saw a TikTok of this guy saying like who in the toilet paper industry like started this where you say how much toilet paper you're getting, but you also say, and if it was a different kind of toilet paper, it'd be like 36 rolls of, like you get 12 rolls of toilet paper, but if it was another kind of toilet paper, it would be 36 rolls of toilet paper. Like they all say that there's not a toilet paper or a paper towel.
Is this an apply
there's
conversation?
Literally
Are we
not,
talking about apply?
You know what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah.
There's literally, you cannot go down to toilet paper or paper towel at all. And the reason I bring this up is because of paper towels.
And they're
on
like
paper towel
times 100.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like you get two
you
paper
get
towel rolls,
thousand
but
poops.
It's times 36.
This is a good.
But compared to who? 36 what? 36 paper towel rolls from where? Because right. you all say it. They all have it on. And then some of them are like, okay, you get 6 rolls of toilet paper, but it's like 12. It's like 12 times. And it's like, you get 6 rolls of toilet paper, but it's like 36 times. And I'm always like, I got to get that one.
Because it's more.
But more what? Because they all say that.
I think this is a good relax. Toilet paper and paper towel companies that are like, we can put more on this little
just like, say that cardboard it's more.
Thing. Well, no, because you go to get toilet paper now and you try and put it on the toilet paper roll and it's like this big. And
which
it's like,
I love, by the way.
I'm sure you do. But it's like, well, how many poops do I need to
and
take
don't come
before
for me,
switching
guys.
The roll of toilet paper? Like, it doesn't need to be this
it does.
Big and it doesn't fit on the thing.
It does fit. And also, don't come for me, everyone. I know everyone's going to be like, you're such an idiot. They're talking about compared to like a one-ply paper. Like, I get it. I understand that like compared to like if you are staying.
Is that an absorbency?
Yeah, like how many you know this type of like toilet paper where it's like the literal thinnest sheet on planet Earth.
Yeah, but they're saying we're so thick that you only need one like, square.
Maybe someone has claimed that. I hope no one's using one square to wipe. That would be.
I've told this story before, right?
Completely insane.
About my kindergarten teacher. Yeah. Have I told this? Are you remembering?
I think you have. But can you please hold on to it because you need to tell it again. But I do want to finish this thought, yeah. Okay? Because I just don't want anyone coming from me like, you such an idiot. It's because they're saying it's as if you have 36 rolls of one ply paper. Like, I get it. But they don't sell that, really. Like, at the grocery store, they all say it's like 12 times, 36 times, 400 times a regular toilet paper. But no one really sells that anymore. Like, I feel like once every 5 years, I'll go to like a hotel or like a restaurant or something, like a gas station bathroom, I feel like. A rest stop, like a truck stop bathroom would have like the one ply where like you try to get the toilet paper and it just rips.
A national park.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, like where you're trying to get the toilet paper off and it just like rips, each square rips one at a time. Mm-hmm. Like you,
yeah.
So like, I get that they're saying in comparison to that, but like, no one's buying that. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they should change their strategy. But I guess it's working because I'm always going to want to buy the one that's, like, the biggest, most insane one. But, like, say, like, you know, 4-ply per square or whatever. I don't know the terms they should be using. The fluffiest, the softest.
Toilet paper no, math is.
You know what I don't like, though?
Is
the thicker, ones, the bigger, more intense roller paper, toilet paper rolls, they have so much dust and dander and fluff that flies
right.
off.
Right, yeah.
It's like you like take off a piece and it's like dandruff is floating all through the sky. I don't like that.
It's not worth it.
Okay, but tell your one square story because
I feel like I've told it before. But when I was in, I have this vivid core memory of when I was in kindergarten, like my first year of like proper school. I think it was like the first day. Each classroom had a bathroom in the classroom, I remember. And I remember our teacher, I don't remember her name, but I remember what she looks like, explaining to us when we go to the bathroom and we go number 2, that we just need to use a singular square of toilet paper. And this is like.
How old are you? Sorry.
Kindergarten. How old
so she wanted a bunch of 5-year-olds to have poop on their hands? Like she just
like,
wanted
just
this?
You don't need to like pull off. There was no like talk of bunching.
And I know.
I don't know
back
why
then.
Is she talking to us about, why is she teaching us this?
I don't know. That's weird. But because she was probably, because teachers are paid so garbage and they're given nothing. I bet you that she was like in charge of like having the toilet paper there. And she was like getting the toilet paper there. But you know
this
what?
This has haunted me my whole life.
Understandably so. But like 4, 5, 6-year-olds, kindergartners, like, between 4 and 6, like, they don't know how to wipe their butt correctly in the first place. And now you're adding only one square. They all have poop on their hands, for sure.
We all had pink eye constantly.
Constantly just poop on your hands. With one square of toilet paper?
Because then I, like, thought, because this is, like, my first experience with school. And, like, someone outside of, like, my family teaching me things. Like, this is an educator. And they're telling me this. Like, I thought, I'm like, this is true. This is like how I
so
live
that's
my
what
life
you did for a long time?
For years.
Lovey.
One square at a time.
When did you stop doing this?
Maybe that's.
When did you stop using
if
one
I
square?
Write a book, if I write an autobiography, one square at a time.
Wait, why? When did you stop using one square? Be honest. Be really honest.
26.
You think you're around 26? 26 for real?
No, I'm kidding. No,
no for real. What,
no, obviously like for like a year or two.
Lovey. Be honest.
Still to this day.
That's why you love a bidet. You're like, this is easier than one square.
I've moved on from toilet paper as a whole.
Wait, what?
As a whole.
Wait.
That's it.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just still used to it. I'm joking.
Wait, so
I
you
still
use a bidet.
There's still like toilet paper at the end.
Okay, good. Just make sure.
But now there's a bunch of companies that are like, hey, for like a, you know, a competitive rate, we've made toilet seats that shoot water at your butt that you can just like plug in and install. Like, I think that's kind of the biggest societal achievement we've made.
You know what? I was so
in the last 100 years.
And then
Nobel Prize to whoever is like.
Now I love them because one, it's just better everywhere, all around. But we save so much money.
What
on
do you mean everywhere,
paper.
All around?
Like it's better everywhere, all around.
You're talking
like,
about the front?
No, I'm talking about like it's better in every way. Like there's no like negatives to a bidet.
Well, I've never hit the front spray, so I don't know.
Why would you hit the front spray on your dingling?
I don't know. I just never do. I would. Yeah. So I guess I'm asking.
No,
you.
I don't want potty water in that area for me.
It's not taking it from the potty. I don't believe.
Where is it coming from, love?
From the pipes.
Well, it's all the same water.
Well, I'm just saying. I thought you meant like it's coming from like the actual toilet bowl.
That I just peed in. No, it's. I'm saying like. Potty water is body water. Like, I don't want that water in...
What are we talking about? Yeah.
What are we talking about?
This is
a crazy episode.
Have we been talking for 2 hours?
About, like, toilet paper and paper towels.
Who's the next sponsor, love?
Oh, I know. What, should we buffer it with something else? We can't just go in from, like, talking about, like, dirty water squirting places.
Sure.
What do we talk about?
What's your favorite Trader Joe's item?
I like at Christmas time they have, I think they're called like Joe's O's. They're like cookies,
of course. Yeah,
but they're covered in chocolate. And at Christmas time they have them like, they're like essentially Oreos dipped in
peppermint.
Chocolate, and then they put peppermint on top. And
great.
Those are unreal. Those are my favorite, but they're only out at Christmas time. And guess what? This last December, I went, and it was like a week before Christmas, and I was like, I want more. I ran out, so I went to get more, and they're like, we don't sell them till the holidays. And I was like,
seasonal.
It's December 18th.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, no, we're already
moved on. Sorry, it's seasonal. Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? Christmas is in a week. Anyway, what's your favorite? That was so random.
They're little peanut butter cracker things.
They're like the Ritz ones.
Ritz Bits, but like the Trader Joe's version is like greater
I think
than.
There was drama with Ritz Bits peanut butter. I think there was drama.
Well, neither Ritz nor Trader Joe's is our next sponsor, but.
No, but hold on. I have to finish this thought for real.
Drama with Ritz Bits?
I think there was like.
But Ritz Bits?
Ritz Bits. Because
little Ritz?
No, like not Ritz, not the Ritz crackers, like the literal little tiny Ritz circles with like the peanut butter in between, the peanut butter sandwiches, the little ones.
I understand.
For like 2 years, I was not able to get them anywhere. They did not exist. And I loved them and I craved them all the time when I was pregnant with the twins, and I couldn't get them. I could only get the Trader Joe's ones. Mm. And we never go to Trader Joe's because you can't park there, as we know.
But I did before you left for tour, and then I went downstairs after you left and they were all gone.
Yeah, I bought those.
What?
Wait, which ones?
The Trader Joe's ones?
Oh, yeah, I took them with me.
I bought them the night before you left. And then you left very early in the morning, went downstairs, and I was like, oh, where are those crackers about? And they were, like, literally the whole thing was empty.
Could you imagine, though, love?
but
can you imagine?
You're like, what are you talking about?
Every time
I buy
groceries, like, would you eat it? And I go, like... You ate the
I just said it was my favorite item.
Okay, but anyway, here's the deal. I think something happened. And Ritz, like, under the table, like, tried to hide. That's, like, they got recalled or something like that. Like, with their Ritz Bits. Because they disappeared for 2 years. And now you can get them again.
Allegedly.
Watch everyone be like, what are you talking about? Every time I tried to order them, every time I went to the grocery store, they did not exist for me.
If you're going to have a conspiracy theory, have it be about something... More interesting than Ritz Bits.
Conspiracy theories, by the way.
Love to the next ad.
Sorry. Okay, fine. Our next ad, our next sponsor is ZocDoc, which clearly I need to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Because I've lost my mind. So, you guys, as you know, we all find things on our bodies around, but with our health, things that we're like, what is that? What's happening to me? Am I okay? And then you're like, is this normal?
Why is that itch? Okay? It's not always itchy.
What's that itch I'm feeling? What's that sniffle? What's that pain I'm feeling? What's this thought I'm thinking? Are these things normal?
Is this a sprain or a break?
You know, these are questions you could ask yourself and your friends and not have good answers. Or you could just use ZocDoc.
Please don't just Google it.
I mean, you can do that too.
Speaking to Colleen Ballinger. I mean, I guess you can.
You can do that too. But listen, there are thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc. They're there to help you. They listen to you like a friend and give you the expert care that you need. You're not very likely to find the quality medical advice in, you know, from your friends, unless they're doctors, and from Google. So that's why it'd be really good to try out something like ZocDoc. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So it lessens the burden for you. You're not feeling your best. You're feeling like total poopy squat, and you're just trying to hold yourself together. Finding great care should not be something that takes up all your energy and your mind. You know, it should be easy as 1, 2, 3, and that's where ZocDoc comes in.
Maybe I have astigmatism. Maybe I don't. Confirmed.
Confirmed you do. So you can use their free app that millions of users rely on, and you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. You can book an appointment, not an appointment, but an appointment.
But it is important.
With
so
a few taps,
you
yeah, you can do it with a few taps in their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc. It minimizes all the surprises for you. There's no surprises anywhere. You know, the surprise twists might work for podcasts like this one with all our surprise twists and turns, but not so much for medical care.
Do they make you say that?
It is written down. But I wanted to say it. They didn't make me. I felt like
it was
true
just
and authentic. So with ZocDoc.
Oh, you don't want to be surprised by your medical health. No, absolutely not.
No. And surprise twists work for podcasts. You know, like if you're listening to like Crazy
right.
Murder Doc or
yeah.
like people talk about paper
right.
towels.
But not when it comes to your personal well-being.
Yes. So with ZocDoc, there's no alarms and no surprises. Choose from thousands of patient review doctors and specialists, browse doctor profiles, upload and verify your insurance information, and get the care you need. Go to ZocDoc.com/relax and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com. ZocDoc.com/relax. Don't forget the /relax, guys. ZocDoc.com/relax. That last segment we just did was such
Whoa.
A roller coaster.
Yeah.
I feel like this episode should be called Colleen Didn't Take Her Meds Today. I feel like
did
I'm
you?
All over the place. No, should I?
No, I think you're great. I think
okay.
you're perfect.
Okay, let's do your game. What's your game?
Colleen Ballinger, the Oscars.
Screaming. You're screaming at me.
The Academy Awards.
That was so intense.
We're last night when we were recording this.
I know.
And so I thought it'd
I
be
was so
fun
excited
to do.
My friend was there.
Your friend was there?
Two of my friends were there.
Like in attendance?
Yeah. Lily Singh was there,
uh-huh.
which is so cool. And Harvey Guillen was there, which
They're
is so
both
cool.
Wonderful humans.
They're very cool.
So I was going to do the IMDb star meter thing again. I'm going to show
okay.
you a very famous actor.
Okay.
And then see if you know who they are.
Just one person or all of the people?
Two people. And then we're going to talk about Best Picture.
Okay.
So
are you you want to do that?
Yeah. So who's that?
I know that he's from a TikTok meme, and I know his name because people talk about him. Because Corey's talked about him a lot to me. Pedro something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Pascal, yeah.
Pedro. Oh, yes. Because when he said Pedro Pascal, the first time I thought he was talking about, I thought he was talking about someone else.
Okay.
Because there's another Pascal who's a musical theater person, Adam Pascal.
Okay, sure,
he's in
I believe
Rent.
You. Yeah,
and, I thought he was talking about him, but he wasn't. He was talking about
no.
Pedro Pascal.
When we were driving to LA for the Kids' Choice Awards, me, you, and Corey, me and Corey were talking about The Last of Us, an HBO show
mm-hmm.
that Pedro Pascal is the
and
the,
everyone loves
the lead
him
on.
Right now.
So charming, yeah, great. And you didn't know the show we were talking about, and
I know that's
you
a
didn't
zombie
know.
One.
Yeah. Okay. Zombie.
And
what?
It's based on a video game. That you played or something when you were little.
How'd you
I
know
only
that?
Know these things because you've told me this.
Right. And then we were talking about the actor and you didn't know. And then I go, oh, you might actually know who he is because there's a very popular TikTok meme where,
mm-hmm.
that he is a part of where it's Nicolas Cage
mm-hmm.
looking stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts to another guy and you go, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know.
That's the only place I've ever seen his face.
This really amazing actor.
What else has he been in? Because I've literally only seen
where I first saw him was Game of Thrones.
What? He's in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
What's he on Game of Thrones?
He's the one who, like, in, like, one of the best episodes ever has the big duel with like the what is the name of the character that's like the big kind of zombie-ish guy, and the guy like pokes his eyes out with his spoiler alert.
If I close my eyes during this gory stuff.
Game of Thrones. He was like,
I know, but now you have to tell me what house
he was from, like Dorne. He was from Dorne, and they came over, and there was like orgies and stuff.
What?
And then he was like, I'm gonna fight the duel for you for Tywin Lannister.
I don't think I watched that episode.
And it was like, what was the name of the character that's the big guy that's like everyone listening is like, it's his name is this.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't remember anything you're saying. Nothing you're saying makes any sense to me.
The one that worked for the lady.
I don't know.
Lannister. Mm-hmm. And he was like 7 feet tall. He didn't have like a lot of lines. We actually saw him at a chicken restaurant. Not Hodor. No. We saw this actor at a chicken restaurant in Belfast, Ireland, mm-hmm. who played the Mountain?
I don't know.
And they had a famous duel.
I don't remember.
I remember because I had a party at my house for like us to watch this episode where there was this duel. No, he lost. He got his eyes poked out, this actor.
I don't remember him.
And then he's on a show called Narcos, and he was really great in that. And it's been in a bunch of things since. But like now he's like the But I just thought it was so funny that
I only knew
that you're like,
TikTok?
Oh, I know that actor from a TikTok meme.
Yeah, it's a funny one.
Do you know who this actress is?
Of course I do. She just hosted SNL.
Oh, okay.
She's on the show Wednesday. Uh-huh. She's the lead. And I actually do know her name, but my mind is blank right now. But I really honestly, I honestly God know her name, but right now my brain doesn't remember it.
Jay.
Oh, my God. Jenna Ortega.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her.
Uh-huh. From what?
Because she was on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. You watched Wednesday?
I watched like 5 minutes of it.
What'd you think?
Oh, that was fine. I just stopped watching. She like came out in a podcast talking about it. Like she was like disagreed with a lot of the choices that they wrote in for her. Or something.
I know. I thought that was wild.
That was crazy. I was like, whoa, bold.
We gotta talk about that later. She was the number two. Like he was the number one person on IMDb's Star Meter. She mm-hmm. was number the
yeah,
number.
She's awesome.
The second actor. Great, fantastic. But I was like, how can I like hint in case it comes up to you, hint like other projects she's been in? And so I looked at her like previous credits and realized that she was like a Disney child.
Oh, cute.
And I was like, what Disney show? Like maybe because I know there's like a bunch of people that were like on a Disney show and then they became famous like on Disney show. And this show came up that I'd never heard of in like as I'm searching Bizardvark.
Right.
And so then I'm like looking at like, I'm like, what's Bizardvark? Because I just, mm-hmm. the title is so catchy.
Bizarre.
And then it says at the top, centers on best friends, Paige and Frankie, who express their offbeat individuality right. through funny music videos on their vlog. Mm-hmm. You know about vlogs?
I think Jake Paul was on this show.
Their
this
vlog
is how
channel,
he started and he quit it. And it was big drama. Jake Paul's on the show
yes.
and he quit it to be full time on social media and so it was like big drama.
I was like, oh, maybe like Bizardvark was her like big break. And it says Olivia Rodrigo was the lead.
Hmm. I actually didn't know that.
And then I'm like, then there's famous boxers
mm-hmm.
in this show. And all these people. And I just thought it was, I wanted to mention Bizardvark. Just give a shout out.
I know. Crazy.
To Bizardvark.
Yeah.
And now she's choreographing her own dances with the flu on mm-hmm. Wednesday and hosting
and
SNL.
And she's super funny. And she's very talented.
Did you watch that SNL? I didn't see any
I
of it.
I saw one of the, I saw parts of it. And
JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo's on it. Wait, is that Ro? Ro was on.
And Rosanna Pincino.
Oh my God. So many people I know. Lily? And wait, why is every YouTube, why is it just a YouTuber show? Why wasn't I on the
question,
show? I'm
so why
sad.
Weren't you on Bizardvark?
Let me check my emails and see if I was ever asked to be
Can
on
you
it.
Can you search? Bizardvark in your emails.
I almost.
Hold on, let's take
some. Oh my God, should we do it? Why? Just to see if I ever.
Just to see if you
Jack
got.
Jack Plotnick. Jack Plotnick was on the show, and Lovey Jack Plotnick was a huge part of the beginning of my career. Like for real, for real. I love Jack Plotnick.
Okay.
He's really an incredible, funny actor. Okay, hold on. Let me check my emails. I don't think so that I was ever.
Oh, I just noticed your necklace.
Where'd
Isn't
you
get
that great?
This?
Someone gave it to me. I think it's Charlotte. I got it as a gift from someone. Okay, I'm not looking up Bizardvark. This will take too long. I was never offered to be on that show. Come on, let's get real. Okay, but what were we just going to say? We were talking about, she was on SNL, and I was in the South, and Stu, who tours with me, he had gone to Waffle House for breakfast one morning, mm-hmm. and there was a Waffle House skit on SNL.
Oh, funny.
And it was like a serious breakup scene between her and her boyfriend. And like in the background is like the craziness of Waffle House. And it, I thought it was very funny. It was clever.
Yeah, well, you knew who she was. Mm-hmm. So look at
See,
you.
See, I know famous
You're
people.
You're aware of things. Then we're going to talk about Best Picture, which there are so many. There were so many nominees. They do like
Wait, you're only going to show me two actors?
Yeah.
And I knew them both? We'll so go, I like know all actors then?
Well, you didn't really. I thought was really funny because he's such a great actor and he's so popular right now, but you only know him from a TikTok meme and you didn't know his name.
Right. I cannot believe you want to talk about this movie, Love.
I'm not talking about any movie. I'm talking about the nominees for Best Picture. We're talking about all of them because now for some reason they do 10. They used to do 5. Now they do 10.
Fun.
They're trying to, you know, and maybe it's good for the
Okay, so what
film
was nominated?
Industry.
Are you asking me if I've seen them?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the title of a movie nominated for Best Picture this year. And you're going to tell me what it was about.
Oh, no. Okay.
Just basic elevator pitch. Oh, no. Just the one liner. Of like, say you wrote this movie and you're pitching it to studios. This is what this movie was about.
This is not going to be
everything, everywhere, all at once.
Okay, we watched some a of third it. Of this.
Yeah,
it's about. It's you can't explain this one truly. Like
well, it's this wild. Doesn't work. It's like this isn't in a good place to start because you're actually aware of this
movie.
Yeah,
it's like artsy, interesting. Like it's like a look, and it's like a million metaphors in a movie.
Yeah. And I'm going to move on from this one.
Okay.
Because this doesn't really work for the game. But I am going to say against popular opinion.
You cannot say anything. You will get destroyed.
That's fine. But I'm just going to say that like I watched it and it wasn't. I never finished it.
You tried twice.
But I tried twice. And I have seen like. TikToks and memes that are like me trying to get my boomer parents to watch it and them not getting it. Like, so I don't understand. I'm very confused why I'm not all aboard the ship, everything, everywhere, all at once.
I'm mortified by the fact that I couldn't finish it. I am so embarrassed because I feel dumb. I feel like I'm not part of the cool club. I feel like I'm not smart enough because everyone is so obsessed with it and thinks it's so brilliant. And I couldn't get it, and I was like, why don't I get it? I feel so stupid because like I know everyone is saying it's the best movie like of all time, and I'm like, what am I missing here? Because so I feel stupid. I feel like I'm not smart enough to get it or something. So I'm waiting till a time where I can like really sit down and focus and really pay attention to try to rewatch it because I want to appreciate it. Like, people are passionate about this movie.
It's
passionate
strange.
About yeah, it's how incredible it is, and I believe them, and these are people I trust, and so I'm like,
I know, but you're not a movie. But like, as we're talking, you're not a movie. You're not a movie person. Like, I am, and I'm like,
you know what though, Lovey? I'm not a movie person, but you know what I am? I'm a passion person. And if someone is passionate about something, like it makes me excited, and like I want to be passionate about it too, and like I get excited. So I'm very upset about it. It's a very sensitive subject for me. Like, I'm sad that like I'm not obsessed with it yet. So I need to try to rewatch it later. But anyway,
This doesn't work for the game because that is probably the one movie of all these, except for maybe one other that you've seen even 10 minutes of. All Quiet on the Western Front.
This is an old Western film.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, just a chill Western movie about how, you know, life just can be quiet and chill back in the day.
You didn't have to read that book when you were in school, All Quiet on the Western Front? I feel like it's a required reading like, when you're in
elementary. It's about like the Oregon Trail or something?
No, it's about World War One.
Oh, definitely I was off.
Yeah, it's a German adaptation of it, and it's insanely good.
Wow.
And so intense.
That's great.
It's like a really hard watch, but I loved it. Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun is a comedy about... it's like the prequel to Hot Shots.
Part deux?
Part deux.
Part deux?
Yeah. So it's the part one.
Okay. That's correct. Women Talking.
That is a movie about women who just don't stop talking. It was made by misogynistic men.
No opposite, actually.
And it's all about how women are so annoying because they talk.
It's a Sarah Polley film. I bet you'd actually really like it. Okay. The Banshees of Inisherin.
This is a documentary about...
That's weird that they put a documentary in Best Picture and not Best Documentary, but yeah, go for it.
Is a documentary not a picture?
It's pictures, obviously.
So
yeah,
anyway,
you get your point.
The Banshees. This woman went and lived with Banshees for 2 years in the wild and documented their every move until one ate her. That's what it's about.
That's correct. Triangle of Sadness. And actually, I'm just going to say my favorite movie that I saw this year, Triangle of Sadness.
You were telling me about this at dinner last night.
I was? Mm-hmm. What did I say about it?
You said that you watched this movie and it was like, there was something like social media-ish about it. And I don't remember the plot, but it was like something about social media.
They win like a cruise.
Oh, yeah. They won a cruise together or something. But you didn't tell me why they were sad or in a triangle. Is it the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
Oh.
The Fabelmans.
This one is crazy. Mm-hmm. This one is like a dude movie.
Yeah.
It's like about men who like did deals and stuff in the 1920s.
Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, Steven Spielberg, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, he directed it. And it's about his actual
childhood, his life.
Yeah.
When he would
like
do
why he made him want to
direct movies.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a great review of that movie. Mm-hmm. Avatar, The Way of the Water.
I've heard of this one.
Uh huh.
This is
Avatar. Gives it away in the name, right? You know it's Avatar.
Well, I've never seen Avatar, but it's
the original,
the second one to Avatar. Is it before or after Avatar? I never know anymore. They do.
Oh, it's like 10 years later.
Okay, 10 years.
Because it took them that long to make.
Well, that doesn't mean it couldn't have been a prequel. Isn't Star Wars do that all the time?
Yeah, sure.
So I never saw Avatar, but I just know everyone's blue, and they look like cats, kind of.
I mean, I'm sold. Tar.
This is about the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah.
And all of the animals that sunk in it.
It's so sad.
Really sad.
Hard watch.
Is that true?
No, it's about a female conductor.
Oh.
Kate Blanchett.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Blanchett Kate. It depends on who you're talking to.
Was that a thing?
Blanchett Kate, yeah.
Get it.
Angela Bassett did the thing.
Oh. Did she put her
name?
She
says Blanchett Kate.
Oh. Well, that's, we could do a whole other.
And Jamie Lee. You are all of us.
You are all of us, Jamie Lee Curtis. So we could do a whole episode on.
I love that performance.
On that. Elvis.
Elvis is about Elvis. We watched that one.
We did watch that one together on a plane.
On a plane?
Yeah, we were sharing headphones. Didn't. It was so romantic, and you don't remember?
We watched it in our living room.
We didn't have to finish watching it in our living room, but we started watching it on a plane together, sharing headphones.
I don't remember much about the movie other than the Tom Hanks accent was wildly entertaining to me. And I love Tom Hanks. This is not Tom Hanks slander. I love Tom Hanks. I'm the biggest Tom Hanks fan on the planet.
Jamie Lee Curtis is all of us. Tom Hanks is also all of us.
Tom Hanks is all of us.
Yeah, he went from like leading man to like character accent.
I love Tom Hanks so much.
Yeah. Maybe not his.
He's beloved.
Whatever his agent is doing right now.
He's living his
bit
best life.
Strange.
Is that all of them?
Yep. And Everything Everywhere All at Once won.
Of course it did, because it's the best movie ever. That's what everyone says.
That's what everyone says.
So you need to rewatch it. So I did pretty good.
I'm almost there. I've tried twice. Maybe I'll get through it.
I think I did pretty good.
I think you did too. You didn't know what any of those movies were about.
Does anyone know? I feel like everyone listening to this would not know what any of those are.
Yeah.
Except for that one movie. And Elvis,
I haven't seen The Fablemans yet.
What's that one
about? The Banshees of Inisherin is really good. It's really, by a really good playwright and filmmaker.
What's The Fablemans?
It's Steven Spielberg about his childhood and his influences
said that.
To become a filmmaker. All Quiet on the Western Front is super intense, but a really good watch. And Triangle of Sadness is just like my kind of dramedy. It's so good. Hmm. Where it goes, like eventually, it's just kind of incredible. It stuck with me. I think it's great.
That's great. I'm very happy you got to watch it.
Thanks.
Can we talk about our next sponsor really quick?
Okay.
As much as I love talking about movies.
You love talking. That's why this podcast is called Colleen
Loves Movies.
Really loves talking about movies.
Here we go. You know what we should do is watch movies and then I should review. Where are you leaving? I was talking to you. Where are you going? He's literally walking away.
I don't know.
Why are you leaving? What's happening? We still have another segment. You just didn't even say bye. You just walked away in the middle of me talking to you. That was so weird. End. Okay. What we should do is we should actually watch a movie or try to. Mm-hmm. And I should give a review.
Okay.
Because you know what's annoying about me? Everything, but also.
Everything.
All everywhere all at once is what's annoying about me. But also the things that I notice in movies and that bother me in movies.
Yeah.
All are very obnoxious. It's like.
You're like, oh, that extra looked in the camera.
Yeah, the continuity of her hair.
Yeah.
Changed between those shots.
He was taking a bite of food and now he's not
that
taking a bite of food.
That ADR was too obvious.
That's what you, your brain picks apart when you watch something. Yeah. It's super fun.
I'm not fun to watch movies with. Mm-mm. So even if I had watched the movies, my reviews would not be good because they would just be like obnoxious. Okay. Anyway, let's say thanks to our next sponsor, which is Liquid IV.
My favorite.
Yeah. So I know where you're trying to walk away. That was so weird of you. That was the weirdest thing you've ever done. Anyway, you guys know we love Liquid IV here in this house. We talk about how much we love it and how everyone around us loves it. And
we talk about how we use it as currency. For favors, because they send us some, and this is how we.
Everyone who comes into our kitchen is like, "You have Liquid IV? Can I have some?" And we're like, "Yes." So
it's my dad's birthday. Can we have some? It's
literally. And you know what?
It's bribes.
It tastes good, but it's also really good for your health. And if you guys are looking to improve your health and wellness habits, like we have
hydration,
we've been pounding our Liquid IV. So it's a great place to start with hydration, and Liquid IV is a hydration brand that fuels your well-being. Their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down after a long night out, and on long flights. So there's so many things we love about it. It's convenient. It tastes really good. It makes us feel good. It helps us with our goals of like trying to be healthier. And
I talked last time about like the mocktail ones they have. Mm-hmm. Now they have ones that are like energy kind of based. They also have ones that are kombucha based. Like, I don't know how they're fitting this all into this little packet. You put in water and you stir.
And they're delicious.
And they're delicious. What's your and then you faves? Feel better.
What's your faves? I like the grape lately is crushing it for me. I'm a grape lady.
Passion fruit.
Always, I know. Guava, I actually like the passion fruit best, but like grape is good too.
The tangerine one also, like all time.
So yum. So one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It is made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. They're on a mission to change the world, and up to now, currently, Liquid IV has donated over 36 million servings in 50-plus countries around the world. So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code RELAX at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code RELAX at liquidiv.com.
Okay, lovey.
Buddy.
Bug.
Weddy bug.
I know you thought Trader Joe's was random when I brought it up before. You said, that's so random.
Okay.
But it was part of my, one of my relaxes for this week.
Do I have a fever? I'm listening to you. It was part of one of your relaxes.
I don't think you have a fever.
Oh, good. Okay. Sorry. Trader Joe's is not random. It's totally fine.
Because I found one in our neighborhood that you can actually park at.
I'm so proud of you.
It's crazy. I've gone different times of days. I've gone 3 times. I've been able to park every time.
That's amazing.
It feels weird. It feels like I'm being punked.
I'm very proud of you.
Or something. But then I go in there and I go to the bread section, not like the bread aisle, but like the fresh baked, you know, where you'd expect to find baguettes. Mm-hmm. Give me a loaf. Mm-hmm. Name a loaf.
French loaf. Sourdough loaf.
Sourdough. No.
Rye.
Only batards.
Okay.
They only got batards.
What kind of bread is that?
I'll tell you because I researched it because I was like, what's a batard? Mm-hmm. And it is apparently a 19th century baker made a baguette that was neither elongated nor round. It was just kind of an oval shape. And so it's the same kind of bread. It's just in that shape. And they gave it the name Bastard.
Lovely.
I know.
That doesn't sound like batard.
I know, but I don't know if it's French.
Hmm.
Is batard French for bastard?
I don't know.
And we've all been saying batard all the time because I use that word.
No one uses that word, bad word.
I know. I thought it was, what, bastard?
No one uses bastard.
You don't say bastard all the time? You know who? The only person that says bastard is Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's like lousy old with school. It. It says it constantly. But yeah, that's
what. Like, imagine being mad at someone and be like, oh, such
they
were a bastard.
They were like, we don't know what to call it. It's not long and skinny and it's not round. Let's call it bastard.
No, you know
bread.
What it was? Is someone who was cooking and who got real frustrated because it takes 1,000 hours to cook bread.
Yeah.
And they were so mad it wasn't rising correctly. And so they've like cursed it out.
Right.
And they're like, fine, that's the name.
Bastard bread.
It's like our version of the son of a bee, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like that's what you would say
now. I think they were just trying to make it round and it wasn't. And he's like, no, I meant to do it like this.
Okay.
I think it was like a mistake. In any case, I got it. I cut it up to make a kind of like a buttered toasted bread. And then it cut my mouth. And then I started thinking like, if I was someone and I was passionate about making food for people, like I wouldn't make foods that cut people in their mouths.
Yeah.
I have a cut on the inside of my mouth.
Maybe, but like I could be devil's advocate here. Wait, is that the word term?
Yeah, you can play devil's advocate.
Why does it sound weird to me right now? You ever say a word and it sounds weird?
Because you didn't take your medication.
Devil's advocate. My God, I'm going to have a heart attack.
I think you are. I think you're currently. What do you mean you're gonna?
Have you? Oh my God, love, you're gonna leave me when I explain to you what my mind just did. Okay, have you ever heard of people saying like, oh my God, I just now understood, like, the rear view mirror is because it's like a mirror that's like looking behind.
The
or whatever,
rear
you know,
view,
like,
yeah.
It's the rear view. You know what I mean?
I've never heard that, but that sounds insane. Yeah, keep going.
You've never heard people talk about this? Like, oh my God, I just realized.
What did they think
that,
it
like,
was meant?
Just like, it was just like the
just
word.
Called rear view?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not because you could see the rear?
Yeah, that's what I used to think. I have to think of more examples of this before I tell you what I just thought because it's really embarrassing. Okay, Eric now has a guitar because it took me so long to look up what I was trying to explain to him. So we just cut the podcast for a second so I could look it up. What I'm thinking of, I'm gonna sound so stupid. It's not the first time on this podcast I've sounded dumb.
No.
It's a compound word. So you know what a compound word is? There's like you put two words together.
Former
to make a word.
English major, yeah.
Okay. What?
Parents made me.
You graduated with an English.
I didn't graduate with it. I'm just saying I had.
I thought you had a theater.
I have a theater degree, but my parents were nervous about having a child with a theater degree, so they said you have to major in English.
Really?
And education, yeah. So I was doing those classes, and then I was like, hey guys, I will never graduate because I don't have not committed the required courses. Let me be a theater major, and I'm done now.
Okay. Well, then theater major, or English major, what's a compound word?
It's two words.
That are compounded
that have been
together.
Compounded.
Okay. So compound words sometimes blow my mind.
Yeah.
Like blow my mind. Okay.
Totally.
So for example, okay.
I totally agree.
For example, like words like earring, because it's like on your ear and it's like a ring on your ear.
That seems pretty.
But like I was just earring, you know, but it's like, okay. Grasshopper.
No,
I've always just been like, yeah, grasshopper. It's a bug.
I
like,
see, I'm not with you. I'm not on your side.
Hopper.
I don't know. These
something
seems
that hops
obvious.
On the grass. I know, but I know that's why it's crazy because it is so obvious. Why did I not realize how obvious it is? To me, it's just grasshopper. Like it's just like the name of the
but
bug.
But he's hopping on grass.
Well, yeah, but
why
like,
why does that blow your mind?
I don't know. It just does. Okay, I'm not using ice cream. It's cream that has been iced. Like it's.
Sounds
like, come
but
on.
This is just good naming.
I know it's good naming, but I'm saying, have you ever heard a compound word and been like, oh my God, I never really.
No, never.
Come on. Like fireplace, a place where there is fire. Like these are things you're just like, no, it's just the name is fireplace. And you're like, oh my God, it's two words
you're
together.
You're
toothbrush.
I'm so confused. Yeah, you're brushing your teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
What?
Extraordinary.
You're extraordinary. Yeah.
Come on.
You know why I know that? Do you want to know why?
Why?
From a musical. Pippin.
Okay.
When you're extraordinary, you do extraordinary things.
Okay. A keyboard.
I thought you'd be more into that because like you love musicals and that's
I
one
am
that
into
I've
musicals,
done.
But like keyboard.
And I'm aware of a musical.
I'm,
and you don't
I
care.
Love, no, I love
you
it.
There's
love
no
it
reaction. Than... You literally moved on immediately.
Well,
you
because
no,
you have you
I referenced
aren't agreeing
the musical
with,
on our
find,
podcast.
I'm trying to
and
find
you
an example that you would agree with. Okay.
Yes.
Like keyboard.
Yeah, there's
a board
keys.
With keys on it.
Why, this isn't.
Come on,
this isn't
blowing your mind.
No one. It's blowing no one's mind.
I know. I sound really stupid. Okay, pancake.
You cook it in a pan, and it's kind of cake.
Oh come on! mind. So sometimes these blow my mind. Sometimes I'm it's not just, like blow my mind, like holy smokes. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense that that's the name of it.
They came up with like a convenient.
Like my mind was always just like, that's the name of this thing. And then I'm like, oh, it makes sense that that's the name of this thing.
I see what you're getting at, but these are like, I think, terrible examples of that.
I know. I couldn't find any good examples, but it doesn't.
So devil's advocate, you didn't.
So here's the thing.
You would just in this moment realize that I'm advocating.
I'm just so dumb that I was like, it's like this. Okay. Do you have any friends that you call their first and last name?
Yeah.
So it's like you always call this person this name.
Yes.
Like it's always this name. Like you never call
they got a good for, yeah, it goes good together.
You can't imagine. Like my sister has a friend. I don't know that she's ever said her full name online, so I don't want to like out or whatever, but like she said, like let's say her name is Sarah Four. Like her last name is Four and her first name is Sarah. Sarah Four.
No one's last name is Four.
Okay, fine. Sarah Smith. Okay, her name's Sarah Smith. But you always call this person Sarah Smith. So then if anyone ever said Sarah, you would have no idea who they're talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That's how I feel about devil's advocate. Just now my brain went, advocate? That sounds weird. Because advocate means like when you're advocating for something. Wait, devil's advocate is when you're like advocating for the devil or the other side or like the negative side or whatever.
Not necessarily negative.
But that just now I had it was mind blowing to me. It blew my mind that devil's advocate, which is not even a compound word. It's literally two words. But like that just phrase, I'm always like, oh, that's just someone who's arguing
also
whatever the other person is saying. What's a movie? Devil's Advocate?
Yeah. Al Pacino.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves. Charlize Theron. Great movie.
Isn't that Negroni Girl?
What?
Is that the girl who goes Negroni?
No, it's not.
Who's that?
Emma D'Arcy.
Oh, I was way off. Who's Shirley Slalarone? Who is that?
She's an Academy Award winning, speaking of the Academy Awards winning actress.
Why are you putting your guitar in those places?
For Monster.
Okay, anyway. No.
Say her name again.
I can't. Charlize?
Theron.
What's her name?
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. I don't know why that's hard for me to say. But anyway.
She's South African.
Yeah, she was on Arrested Development.
Yes. There you go.
I know her from that. Okay, anyway. I'm so dumb that my mind just always thought when someone says devil's advocate, they're just saying like someone who's arguing against someone else's point just for the sake of arguing. I never thought of it as like devil's and advocate, even though I knew those were the two words and I knew that they are the two words in the sentence in that order. When you put them separately, they mean something so different to me that like I just never, I don't know that why. I can't explain how much it blew my mind. I'm sorry. It just sounds so stupid.
I feel like I'm starting to understand. And can I ask a question?
Yes.
Deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what those are?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Okay. Just making sure.
But that's not the same as what I'm talking about. Because deviled eggs, it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they're like, they have creamy
they're
deliciousness
eggs.
Inside.
Yeah, they're eggs that are just
like a weird name for them.
Deviled.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's no like there's nothing about them that's devilish.
No.
So paprika? Like that doesn't make sense. Whereas like
paprika
is bell peppers. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just bell peppers?
Yeah.
What do you mean like?
I swear.
Why do they call it paprika?
I don't know.
Why
but
do they call it ground? Because you say ground pepper.
I don't know, love. Isn't that wild?
Garlic powder.
I
why
saw
not
someone
bell pepper
like,
powder? Why would it call paprika?
I don't know, but I saw someone be like, I don't know why powder. I thought there was like a paprika plant. Like something was like making paprika. Uh-huh. It's bell peppers. Anyway, we were talking about, I was playing devil's advocate about what though?
Foods that cut your mouth.
Oh!
If I'm a food maker, I'm not going to make a food
oh
that
my
cuts
God.
Your mouth.
I went way off. I'm so sorry.
Far. Is there a food at the top of your mind that
yes.
says like, this cuts my mouth. Why did they make this? But also I enjoy it.
Yes, and actually, I know why they made it, because it would be horrible if it was any other way. So that's why I was going to play devil's advocate, because think about Cap'n Crunch and tell me you don't love it.
That's my number one, but also, like, it's literally made of, like...
Would you like it if it had a
different... Synthetic fibers that cut your mouth.
You wouldn't like it if it wasn't as crunchy.
No, but it's like, can we make this in a more, like, less painful way? And then there's, like, the butterscotch chocolate things that you make.
I just made them last night.
You just made them last night.
Delicious.
And they're fine if they're left out. As they should be, as a,
they're delicious,
as like a,
no matter
as like a
what.
Brownie or cookie, but you insist on putting
no,
them
I like
in the
them.
Fridge.
I like them room temperature now.
And you, well, you used to insist on making them like cold. And in which case, there's that little part. You know, you have two front teeth, and then there's the little mm-hmm. what do you call it?
the palate of your mouth, the roof of your mouth?
The pointy part. The pointy top, right behind your two front teeth.
The pointy part?
Yeah, like, can I reach in your mouth?
Wait, what do you
mean? Can I reach my finger in your mouth?
But what do you mean the pointy part?
Stop. Why are you holding my
hand? Because I'm confused. What do you mean the pointy part?
Well, I don't know if it's pointy, but like between your two front teeth in the back, it like points a little bit. It's like a little bit.
What?
Not like pointy, but like you never had that feeling? Like the gums directly behind your two front teeth like come to like a point at the intersection behind your two front teeth?
I don't know that.
And it, has it ever been like separated by a food?
What are... No, I've had the roof of my mouth ripped up, but I don't have this. I don't have anything. I don't have anything pointy in my mouth.
No, like, so the point of, I'm talking about a point of gums between. Can I put my finger in your mouth? right here. It doesn't come to a point in between your teeth.
That
felt really weird. I didn't feel the point.
Because there's not one. I don't have.
But
one.
Like, if you ate something.
Wait, do you have a point in your mouth? Is there something wrong with your gums?
No, not right now. But I'm just saying, if you ate something that like. Came in between your gums and your teeth, behind your two front teeth, it wouldn't be pointy?
I don't think I know what you're talking about. Why are your gums... Wait, but it's not your gums.
But
it's
your
like,
treats that you make always do that to my mouth.
Wait.
They're like,
do I not have something I'm supposed to have in my mouth?
Yeah.
Does everyone have a pointy...
Abdullah oblongata.
A pointy gum in between their two front teeth?
I thought...
Everyone has this?
No, it's not active unless like it's...
Active,
yeah, unless it's like separated by like a sharp food.
What?
I don't know.
Is this normal? I don't know.
I'm interested to read the comments of nobody that's listening.
No, I'm sure
to this.
A lot of people, no one's listening, but I'm sure people will know. They always know what you're talking about, they never know what I'm talking about. But now I'm like,
I would eat something hard as a kid.
Wait, so there's nothing pointy until you eat something crunchy and
well,
then
just,
it's pointy?
Well, it's like, it irritates. Let's say this, it irritates and separates the gums as they're like kind of. Against your teeth in the back, and then so there's kind of like a pointy part in like where it goes between the two.
No, I don't have that.
What?
I get food stuck in my teeth, but like not
underneath
my gums.
No, you never had like your gums be irritated behind your two front teeth and this like pointy.
No. I haven't, but now I'm like so concerned for you, and also for me. Like, am I supposed to have this part of my gums? Is it missing? Now I'm stressed.
Why are you stressed?
Because which one of us has messed up gums?
Me.
No, it could be me because we just have it.
Literally, while we were recording this, I was looking at your teeth like, why are teeth like that?
Like
so
what?
Nice.
Like,
why are they so...
They're straight.
Well, what do you do? Well, what do you do to your teeth?
I had braces.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I had braces.
But what are you doing every day to your teeth?
I brush them.
Uh-huh.
That's
what
it.
Else?
That's it.
No flossing?
Depends on who
floss?
You ask. Who's asking me this question? Is it a dentist?
Depends on who you ask.
Like,
why
is a dentist
asking
me this
question? Somebody else if you floss?
No, like, is a dentist asking me if I floss? Two times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell my dentist if I give you a different answer?
No.
So if you are asking me how often do I floss?
Yeah.
And you are not going to tell a dentist, I would say only if there's something stuck in my teeth, maybe once a month, and only in the teeth where it's stuck.
Are you using like the string or are you using like the plastic ones?
The plastic one with the little thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to floss more. Because my answer is very similar.
Yeah, of course.
It's like I had an everything bagel once that month and just that one gap.
Speaking of gum, we need to stop the podcast because now it's real not interesting.
It's like our first 4-hour episode.
Your pointy gum that I don't have, do you have a tooth that like always catches one thing? Like if I eat a blueberry... Promise you there's a seed in this one specific tooth. That
bottom front, any kind of seed, like in
the
there.
Front?
Yeah.
Oh, in between your teeth?
Yes.
Oh, mine's in a molar. Like you have to
Oh,
well,
that used to be like before the whole wisdom teeth thing.
Oh,
I had a gap then, but before I had them taken out. Yeah. There was like, I knew my jaw always hurt for years. Because of the one movement my tongue would have to do to get the food.
Oh, it's the worst.
This is disgusting. I feel like this is more gross than poop talk.
we gotta go. This is the weirdest episode we've ever done, easily.
We're talking into tiny little microphones, even though we're in
about
our podcast
nothing.
Room.
We're talking about nothing. We've talked about nothing. And I love it. We're going to continue this conversation not on
the
podcast.
You know, I saw a TikTok. Everyone thinks Seinfeld, that's the TV show. They pitched it as like, oh, show. It's a show about nothing. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that too?
Yeah, of course.
I saw an interview with Larry David. It actually, that's not at all. That's like lore. That's not how they pitched it. They pitched it a show about a comedian who is hanging out with his friends and all these things happen. And at the end of the show, he does like a stand-up routine. And then you see that his routine comes from his life and from his people. Because like the things that happen in the episode.
Well, it doesn't come from nothing. That idea.
But everyone was like, oh, the show is just about nothing. And that's how they pitched it. But that's not how they pitched it.
Because that was in the show.
In the
show, they say they're going to make a show about nothing.
Right. And he said that's where that kind of lore, that rumor took off. Mm-hmm. And everybody said that. I never saw the interview. I just heard it.
All right, well, we're going to go.
I'm going to go floss.
Later.
Let's go floss together.
Okay, we're going to go floss. Sure. All right, see you guys next week. Maybe it'll be a better episode. Maybe it won't.
This is great.
Okay, bye, guys. You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.